Any questions for me? Take it easy on me, please. I'm tired.
Anything new in the real estate market?
As far as
finding your mom.
Oh yeah. I'm also looking for me one as well, but yeah. Went down there and surprised her. It was a house she wanted for a while, and it was unexpected. So she cried. And my fiance cried as well. So everybody was emotional in the house. I didn't, but it was cool. I did, but I didn't want to tell you that. But.
So it's a good day when you get two women in your life to cry.
Oh yes. Well, depending on how you see it.
Crying with tears of joy.
Yeah, exactly.
You cried because you had a pick.
Oh yeah, that too.
What's that feeling like to be able to come through on a promise like that?
Oh, it was big because ever since that day, we talked about it a lot. And it was a competition between my brother and I. He said it after me. He told my mom that he would be the one to do it. And so we was pushing each other for a while as kids. But, about, 19 years later, I made that dream come true, and that was awesome.
Where was the house?
In Lake Charles, Louisiana.
And it's a house she and I come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she loved everything about it. Yeah.
She been in there before or anything, or just?
Yeah, she did. They went to view it a while back, but I made it seem like it was just another house that they were just looking at, and made her think that wasn't a possibility. So yeah. That's it. Y'all nice.
Where were you living when you grew up? What was your living situation?
Knew I said it again.
Did you grow up in a house, apartment? Where?
The projects, man, apartments. If that's what you want to call it, in New Iberia, Louisiana, and in Lake Charles. Yeah.
Were you affected by Hurricane Katrina?
Katrina and Rita, yes, ma'am.
So you were, I don't want to say homeless, but you had to go to, I guess, this Redoma or shelter for a while, right?
Yes, ma'am, for some time.
Mm-hmm. So that made you, I guess, appreciate the having a steady home?
Oh, yeah, I'm that's just me naturally. I don't take anything for granted. I appreciate everything that's given to me and everything, even if I had to work for it. That's just me.
Can you describe the apartment that you grew up in?
It's a regular project apartment. It was three bedrooms. The kitchen, living room, dining room, playroom, all together, all in one room. Small bathroom. So now I told my mom, I was laughing and joking with her. I told her that whole apartment could fit in her kitchen now. So yeah, I'm still smiling on the inside. She just got done texting me about it. She said she's still crying.
How many of you were there in that?
Goodness. About six of us, I think. Yeah, six.
Is she in the house yet or not yet?
No, she's in. She moved in. Well, I helped them. That's another thing. I went to just surprise her with the house and end up helping everybody move in.
Who's helping with the decorations?
She is. She wanted to do everything on her own. She wanted the way that she wants it.
Did you cart boxes and things?
Yeah, I had the dolly. I was moving refrigerators, deep freezers. Yeah.
You can lift it for a lot of time.
I wasn't expecting it.
You got yourself a good workout.
Yes, ma'am, I did.
You're going to do more heavy lifting down there than you got in OTA with no contact and everything else. I guess you're getting weight.
I don't know. I still think that's a little tough out there, man. That's a little tough mentally. I mean, physically, as you say, the physical portion of it is easy.
Is that a weird thing for you guys? I mean, we see the skill guys out there, but as far as you guys up front, I mean, there's not a lot of physical contact. So how does that fit into your progression through OTAs into minicamp?
It's tough because a guy like me, I'm not finesse whatsoever. I don't know how to go out here and just run around. Like, I'm physical. I want to put my hands on. I want to bull rush. I want to do everything. You can't do that out here. So you kind of just do what you can, and it's tough.
In your position, is it that much to learn? I mean, because you figure a stopper in the middle. Is it that much to learn in this defense?
Yeah, because it's a different scheme. Coach Spaggs has things that, he does totally different than what I'm accustomed to. And you would think it would just be just sitting in the middle, stopping the run, which I'm used to doing. But, it's some different things.
Snacks, what's it like when you and I guess it was Coach Graham, were backed by the sleds, but it was just the starting four D-linemen, like a little – what was that like? What was that about?
They were making fun of me because I messed up on a play that I was supposed to know. And I was supposed to run a lap. And JPP tried to get everybody's attention to let them know that I was supposed to run the lap. And they said I did something on the field to distract everybody, and nobody really paid attention. So what I did is I talked Coach Graham into walking us over there and going through the play with me so he didn't make me run the lap. Yeah.
That's kind of a win-win, though.
Yeah, yeah. They still in there talking about it now, man. They want me to run that lap. I can't do it.
You got anything else?
Is this house on a hill
ever go? My mom's? It's Louisiana. Everything is flat. I tell you what, she saw an armadillo for the first time. Terrified. Yeah. So I told her, man, when you want to move out, you know, to those, get that land in Louisiana, you're right down the street from the lake. You're going to get a lot of that.
Mm. Yeah. Snack, so we have the tackle drill named after LT. Does that resonate with you guys on the D-line?
Oh, yeah, man, they're big on history here. I say today, you got to excuse me, man, it's still fresh. But they're big on history here, and every chance they get, you're reminded of, you know, the history and what LT's done and everybody else that came through here. And, yeah, definitely.
Has it resonated with you, me being one of the newcomers, seeing what the history of this franchise is?
Yeah, because I've always been a big Lawrence Taylor fan, and just to see that, you know, they still incorporate things that he did as well as some other people, Snee. Another guy, you know, he wasn't too far gone, right? He just, about how long ago he retired?
A couple of years ago.
Right? Yeah, so LT Anthony had the drills named after him. It was pretty cool.
This is cool.
Yeah, hope they have the snacks drill too.